Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Sex God, and the Conservative Church Erasing Shame from Sexual Intimacy by Tina Shermer Sellers is a clinically oriented yet accessible nonfiction book that examines how sexual shame is formed and maintained in many conservative Christian contexts, especially through purity culture and abstinence-focused teaching. Writing as a licensed marriage and family therapist and certified sex therapist, Sellers connects lived experience in faith communities with therapeutic insight, showing how distrust of the body, anxiety about desire, and fear-based moral messaging can spill into adult relationships and marriages. The book has a dual purpose. It critiques both church and broader cultural narratives that distort sexuality. And it offers a constructive alternative grounded in a sex-positive ethic of intimacy shaped by mutuality, consent, and connection. A distinctive feature is its practical clinical emphasis, including a structured model for healing religious sexual shame and therapy-informed exercises intended to support embodied intimacy without abandoning spiritual commitments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how purity culture shapes sexual shame and intimacy struggles. A central concern of the book is the way conservative church environments confuse morality with fear and shame, leaving many people anxious about their bodies and uncertain about desire even within committed relationships. Sellers describes how abstinence-centered education and purity culture often train people to monitor themselves, suppress arousal, and interpret sexual feelings as spiritual danger. When these patterns persist into adulthood, couples may enter marriage with little preparation for communication, pleasure, or mutual exploration, yet with a heavy burden of self-judgment. The result can look like avoidance, sexual pain, difficulty with arousal, or a sense that intimacy is permitted but not truly safe. The book also acknowledges that shame is not only an individual emotion, but a relational and communal experience, reinforced by silence, gendered expectations, and rigid scripts about what good Christians should feel. By naming these dynamics, Sellers aims to replace secrecy with language, helping readers and clinicians identify how earlier teachings continue to shape present-day attachment, desire, and sexual confidence. Secondly, critiquing competing distortions from church and wider culture, Sellers frames many clients as caught between two powerful and often unhelpful storylines. On one side, the conservative church can communicate that sexual desire is inherently suspect, that the body must be tightly controlled, and that spiritual maturity equals sexual restraint. On the other side, popular media can present sex as performative, spontaneous, and detached from commitment, sometimes normalizing coercive patterns and unrealistic expectations about constant novelty. The book argues that both extremes can undermine intimacy, one by sexual suffocation, the other by untrained abandon that disconnects sex from care, empathy, and mutual responsibility. By placing these forces in conversation, Sellers helps readers see why simply rejecting church rules may not lead to healthier sexuality, and why doubling down on fear-based morality can intensify dysfunction. The constructive move is to seek an ethic that supports pleasure and desire while also emphasizing relational safety, consent, mutuality, and integrity. This balanced critique makes the book useful for readers trying to disentangle what they were taught from what actually supports flourishing relationships. Thirdly, a sex-positive faith ethic rooted in love, mutuality, and embodiment. Rather than treating sexuality as a topic faith must reluctantly permit, the book encourages readers to see embodied intimacy as compatible with spiritual life and grounded in love. Sellers points toward a sex-positive ethic that prizes mutuality, consent, and connection, and that views pleasure and tenderness as meaningful components of relational bonding rather than moral threats. This approach resists the idea that sexuality is either purely dangerous or purely recreational, proposing instead that erotic life can be integrated with values such as care, honesty, and responsibility. The book also gestures toward resources within religious tradition that counterbody suspicion, and including the possibility of retrieving more affirming strands of scriptural and historical understanding about the goodness of creation and the dignity of embodied experience. The goal is not to replace one rigid script with another, but to help individuals and couples develop a relationally nourishing framework that supports desire and reduces fear. In therapy terms, this ethical reframing can soften shame, increase self-compassion, and create room for couples to talk about what they want and need. Fourthly, a four-step clinical pathway for healing religious sexual shame. A practical centerpiece of the book is a structured clinical model designed to help therapists and readers address sexual shame linked to religious formation. While the book is not a replacement for therapy, it offers a clear roadmap for how healing can unfold, integrating psychological and spiritual dimensions. The process involves identifying the origins and functions of shame, differentiating inherited beliefs from lived values, and building new narratives that support embodied safety and relational trust. Seller's approach is explicitly clinical, aimed at psychotherapy and sexology professionals working with clients who want to heal without discarding their faith orientation. The model emphasizes that change often requires more than insight. It also involves emotional processing, new relational experiences, and attention to the body. By treating shame as something that can be understood, worked with, and gradually transformed, the book gives clinicians a coherent way to organize treatment and gives readers hope that entrenched patterns are not permanent. The overall message is that sexuality and spirituality do not have to be enemies, and that careful therapeutic work can restore agency, pleasure, and connection. Lastly, sex therapy interventions that rebuild trust and intimacy beyond critique and theory. Sellers includes concrete sex therapy-oriented practices intended to help individuals and couples move from fear and disconnection toward comfort and intimacy. The book describes both touch and non-touch exercises that are commonly consistent with sex therapy goals, such as increasing body awareness, expanding tolerance for arousal, improving communication, and creating positive experiences of closeness. This kind of structured practice can be especially helpful for couples shaped by sexual silence, because it offers a way to proceed slowly, with consent, and with clear expectations rather than relying on guesswork or performance pressure. Interventions of this kind typically support learning to name boundaries, express desire without shame, and develop a sense of safety in giving and receiving pleasure. The emphasis is not on chasing novelty, but on cultivating attuned connection, empathy, and mutual responsiveness. Sellers also writes with awareness that some readers bring trauma histories or painful experiences, so a careful, paced approach is implied by the clinical framing. For clinicians, these tools translate readily into session planning and homework. For motivated readers, they can provide a starting structure for rebuilding erotic confidence. In conclusion, Sex, God, and the Conservative Church is best suited for clinicians, pastoral counselors, and therapists who serve clients from conservative Christian backgrounds, as well as for individuals and couples who want to heal sexual shame without abandoning faith. Readers gain a clear vocabulary for understanding how purity culture, abstinence-focused teaching, and sexual silence can shape adult intimacy, including the way shame can persist even after marriage or after leaving a strict community. The book also offers practical value by presenting an organized clinical pathway and concrete sex therapy-oriented practices that aim to rebuild trust, communication, and embodied comfort. Intellectually, it stands out by holding together multiple lenses at once: a critique of church-based sex negativity, a critique of cultural distortions, and a constructive ethical vision grounded in mutuality, consent, and connection. Compared with many Christian sex books that focus primarily on rules, and compared with many secular sex therapy books that may not address religious formation, Sellers' work occupies a distinct middle space. It validates the spiritual concerns readers may carry while still confronting harm honestly and directly. The result is a hopeful, practice-grounded resource for integrating sexuality and spirituality in a way that reduces fear and supports flourishing intimacy. And if you would like to support Tina Shermer Sellers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.